Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Slash and dash.
Slash and dash.
Hi guys, you voted and we're delivering. So this week we are going to be discussing, what was the name that they called it?
Something about Scotland. This isn't Scotland, but I'm going to make it Scotland.
Yeah, if this isn't Scotland, I'm going to make it Scotland. So this is the story
of Scotland.
Of the founder of Scotland. No, it's Lewis Hutchinson, who is a Jamaican serial killer. And
I'm giving Lucy warning shots, like, don't do the accent.
I can't do the accent. But he was born in Scotland.
Oh, so it's a Scottish accent. We can do that. That's allowed.
You can do that. So he was born in Scotland in 1733. He studied medicine, which I don't even know what that would look like in 1733.
Leeches.
Poking a body.
Cutting them open and being like, are they better? They're dead. At least they're not in pain anymore.
There you go. Amputating left, right and centre. But then he moved to Jamaica in the 1760s to run an estate. He was pretty rich, to be fair. It's not known if the estate he moved to already had a castle on it or if he went and built a castle. But he lived on an estate called, we had Edinburgh Castle.
Ooh.
And it does look a little bit like a little Edinburgh Castle.
Is it still there?
It's still the ruins there.
Ooh, do they have the National Trust in Jamaica?
Free parking. So the estate was in the middle of nowhere. So basically people would be travelling across Jamaica and they'd need somewhere to stop for the night. So he would provide the service.
That is creepy, isn't it? It's very Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah.
Just, I'm going to put my murder castle right here where the lost, desperate people are.
It very much was a murder castle.
Oh, God.
So they would go to his house and they'd stay at his house. But after Hutchinson moved there, he used this to his advantage and became Jamaica's first serial killer that we know of. So he would basically kill for sport, and he had it so easy because obviously travellers were just coming to him. Travellers are easy to kill anyway because they're already away from their home, they don't know where they're at, and he has the perfect place to lure them in. It's the middle of nowhere. The only people he's got to get on side are the people who work for him.
Yeah, especially in the 1700s. Like, you could, it would be months and everyone would be like, yeah, I had my postcard from them 3 months ago. That's all I expect.
Yeah. So what he would do is he would, apparently, it says on a lot of the literature, he would feed on their blood. I don't know if he's really drinking their blood or if, I think it might be more of a metaphor for he got his thrills out of it.
Like he had a bloodlust.
He got his rocks off. But he would shoot and then dismember the victims, and he would put their bodies inside of a tree that was hollow. Now, there must have been more than one tree, although it is pretty hot there.
So it seems unnecessary in down. The middle of nowhere. Just bury them. Like, he's coming. Or maybe he didn't like digging.
Maybe it's a bit like a bit of a natural.
I just had such a long day. Just shove him in a tree.
Compost bin.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Nature's compost
like
bin.
Like a bug hotel.
Yeah.
But specifically for, like, meat flies.
We went away this week to a farm, and now Luke wants a beehive.
Oh, no. Like, my friend has, her husband has beehives. It keeps them busy.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't have a big enough garden. And the guy who was showing us his beehive, it's not a euphemism, he said, you've got to be aware of the bee flight path.
Yeah.
Because they come at an angle. Apparently with beehives, little known fact, this is totally irrelevant to the murder, but let's all learn something. So you can either move a beehive 3 feet, or if it's more than that, it's got to go at least 3 miles. So under 3 feet or more than 3 miles, because...
You're looking at me like... Because I'm thinking, surely it's not true.
Because if you move them more than 3 feet, they've calibrated to that beehive. So they get down to the beehive level. They're like, oh, fuck, where's it gone? And then they look around. If it's within 3 feet, they go, oh, it's over there. And
that's like how far they can see.
That's how far they can look. Or will bother looking. Okay. I was gone. I'm packing my bag. I will just drop dead here.
That's kind of like what I would do. If I was dying. I can't see it. So
it's
I'm
the
just
apocalypse.
I'm just going to die now.
Like when you get home after a night out, you're like, ah,
it's
I'm
over.
Not going to make it. Leave me here.
Yeah.
But if it's more than 3 miles, they will recalibrate it to a new area. But if it's under 3 miles, but you still have it there, they will try and look for... They'll still go back to the original place because they're so used to the area. So it's almost like that's how far they travel to look for flowers.
3 miles is like their happy... Their stomping ground. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm in... Oh, okay.
Like when you move house and if it's in the same town, maybe you do like the automatic drive home.
Yes.
And you end up at your old house.
Oh, okay. That's not as like weird. Yeah, because yeah. I would do that. When I've moved house, I'd sometimes go to the wrong place.
Yeah.
But if I was in another city, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you'd just learn the new place. There you go.
Bees are dumb.
But yeah, apparently we're going to get some. If anyone wants to give us a beehive.
Charlie's going to eat them.
He might. He's a friend of the bees.
Mm.
So...
God, he's going to make us eat his honey all the time.
I don't even know if honey's vegan. Well, your own honey.
Are the bees? It depends if the bees are sad about losing it, doesn't it?
Yeah. If they don't notice.
I bet it does make them sad.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty pissed off if I'd built that.
Yeah, Luke's always on about that he wants to do his storing for the apocalypse. I bet if someone came along and stole all his tins, he'd be upset about it.
Exactly.
So the hole that you put the bodies in, they called Hutchison's hole, and
so it was well known.
Yeah. And he had also slaves who worked on the ground that he had and worked for him. Now they called them slaves. I'm assuming that's because he wasn't paying them and they were scared of him.
There might have been a beehive in the bodies if it was in the tree. Because, just to go on about bees for another second, you know treacle, golden syrup?
Yeah.
Like, made by Lyle and Son or whatever it is. Mm. Like, their logo, I always in my head pictured it just as a lion, like the happy egg lion, the little thing. But it's on the front of the golden syrup tins, it's actually a dead lion with bees in it.
What?
Because it's from a biblical story about how someone came across the corpse of a lion and it had a beehive built inside, like they were making honey inside it. And it's like, oh, out of shit, you can get nice things.
Oh, there's a lesson to be learned in that.
I'm not sure which bit of the Bible it is. I think we skipped that one.
Don't waste bodies.
Yeah.
Use everything.
So if, maybe that's a truly vegan beehive.
Hmm.
Like, oh, I've got a dead animal. I don't want to put it to waste. Like, circle of life. So when Charlie dies, then Luke can get bees in his corpse.
Oh, fuck off. That ain't happening. He's being stuffed. The dog, not Luke.
Ah. Maybe. Sorry.
Maybe both. So there's a short story about a woman who... Sorry, we're totally going on tangent. There's a short story I read with Year 7. It's about this woman and she stuffs people. But it's all a bit subtle. It's an Enid Blyton one.
Oh.
And it's so messed up. So it's called The Landlady. It's a good one. Look it up. But it's That she, like, the twist is that she, sorry, I've given it all away. But the twist is that she's like getting this guy ready, and she's like, "Oh, you're so handsome. I don't have many people here, but I'm very selective about who comes to stay." And then she stuffs him and puts him upstairs.
She definitely raped him.
She definitely has sex with him.
Yeah, that's a sex taxidermy. It's sexidermy. So Hutchinson's hole is full of rotting flesh.
Yeah. So the reputation of this guy spreads across Jamaica, and people start realizing that he's up to no good. But he's still, not everyone must have heard, because he's still inviting guests and offering to entertain them, but then killing them. So people, travellers were going missing.
No bad TripAdvisor reviews.
Yeah. Well, travellers were going missing, but then also guests were going missing. And I kind of think, it says they're offering to entertain them. I think maybe he was trying out a stand-up routine, and if it didn't go well, he just offed everyone.
Did you find it funny?
Yeah.
It's very important that I know right now what you're going to tell people.
That's the only way I think I could handle doing stand-up, if I know that I can just obliterate the whole audience.
Yeah.
There's no memory of this ever. So due to his reputation and his wealth, no one dared to arrest him. So they thought that he was just too powerful. Even after he attacked his neighbour called Dr. Hutton, who survived, but he had to have a silver plate on his head for the rest of his life. So he was sort of permanently disabled by this guy.
In the 1700s, they put little silver plates in their head. I take it all back. They were very progressive, clearly.
I think people were more advanced than we realise.
I think we're probably going a bit medieval, aren't we? Yeah. They were probably doing ligatures and all sorts.
Yeah. So it was when he shot a young English soldier at point-blank range who was... He'd sort of gone rogue, I think, but he was like, "I'm going to take this guy down. Enough is enough. Let's sort him out." And he was called John Callender. And so he killed him. And the Navy decided at this point to step in because he was killing people from the army. So Hutchinson sort of knew, "I've gone too far now, and there's going to be consequences to this." So he fled to the harbour and he set sail in his boat. But as he left, Admiral Rodney was after him, and he chased down the boat with his fleet. They cornered Hutchinson, who became pretty desperate. And he tried to jump, he did jump overboard. And he thought, "Right, well, I'll swim, I'll dive down until they can't spot me anymore.
I'll swim underwater forever."
Yeah. But the problem was, he had bright red hair. Typical.
Not the fact
Scottish.
That he needed to breathe or anything. It was my hair that gave it away, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Fat ass bobbing around.
So they said, well, even when he was underwater, it's like sort of like a goldfish in the pond. You could see this bright red. So they just sort of followed him along and then caught him. And Admiral Rodney actually was given quite a lot of praise for this. And he's got a memorial which is still in the Spanish town square in Jamaica. Although it's not just for this, it's more for sort of his victory over the French in battle.
But blah, 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 blah.
I'm sure this was part of it.
Definitely.
So during the court case, after he was arrested, a lot of people shared a lot of wild stories of the crimes that Hutchinson had been committing at Edinburgh Castle. But most were considered hearsay and they weren't allowed in court. Now, they did look into quite a few of them and they were substantiated, but there were just too many batting around.
Like, we've just had enough.
Yeah. But, I mean, down the pub, I bet.
Yeah, go for it.
You could hear some brilliant tales. So other names were also dragged in. And it was believed there was a whole group of, like, perverted people who were neighbours to Hutchinson.
Which would make sense because he's been able to get away with it for so long. Your neighbours are obviously loving it.
It sounds far-fetched, but when you read about things like the dark web and the kind of things that go on in there, it's just
people
sort of
find
like,
each other, don't they?
Yeah, it's just sort of...
Because, yeah, if you were thinking about being a cannibal... And then it turns out your next door neighbour is just like shoving free flesh into a tree hole. You'd be like, well, might as well have a little taste, wouldn't you?
Have a little nibble.
Like barbecue time.
So James Walker and Roger Maddox were two names that were brought up as being involved. And they were given the death penalty for murdering a farmer and a schoolmaster. So they had definitely committed crimes, or it was decided by a court that they had. But also there were quite a few others who would apparently watch the murders and sort of got a bit of a thrill out of watching. I mean, people went to see hangings though, didn't they? So
yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Voyeurs.
Yeah. So, I mean, a bit like sort of, have you seen Hostel?
Of course not. I haven't seen any scary films.
That's a really grim one, because in that, and it's almost believable, it is sort of on the dark web, they capture travellers in a hostel, and then they sort of, I think they spin a wheel and decide how to kill them. And then there's people who are online are paying to watch. And then I think there's one guy who like maybe gets to do the crime, but it's always something disgusting. I think like the first one is they literally like saw his face off and put it on a mannequin or something. Like, it's always something.
Well, people still really do that. People still like search out what they called snuff films.
Oh yeah,
aren't they? Like some people.
I don't dare.
Oh no, thank you.
My search history is grim, but it's not that grim. I have lines.
Yeah.
Hutchinson pled not guilty, and although he had a really expensive legal team and a lot of people sort of paid to argue for him, there were a lot of his ex-slaves or whatever, you know, his workers or what, I don't know much about how much he was paying them and things, but that had spoken out, and they decided that he was guilty. So he was hanged in the Spanish town square. But he left money for a tombstone to be inscribed in marble, and he wanted it to say, "Their sentence, pride and malice I defy, despise their power and like a Roman die." Don't know, don't get that. I guess
if I was going to get hanged anyway, I'd be like, fuck it, inscribe the tombstone with, "Yeah, you know I did it.
Yeah.
I loved every one of them." Like, I don't know. Do you really care about denying it? I suppose people want a lasting legacy, don't they? You're not going to be around to see it. Fuck it. Put something ridiculous on there.
Well, they just ignored it and put him in an unmarked grave in the end, because he was a criminal. So
no poems for you.
No. I hope they spent the money on a big party for everyone in the town as well. Like, bugger you. We're not spending that on a marble grave. Do you know what? When I'm dead, bung me in a river. I'm not bothered.
Okay.
Put me in the grave. Although I might.
Noted.
Something that's not...
That's called a vegan burial. Chuck under you a tree. In the Thames.
In a tree is a vegan burial, isn't it? I think he had it right. Just like, natural death, please. Unless I've got Alzheimer's and just lop my head off or something.
Oh my God. Too much. Okay, so Lucy genuinely wants to die.
Right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
That was all right. Thanks for listening. We're going to go and record some Patreon content now, which is probably going to be less rambly than this episode. But
probably better.
Yeah, it might be better. So head on over to Patreon and sign up there, and you'll be able to hear my next personality test.
Has she got borderline personality disorder?
Likely.
Probably.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.